Hi, welcome back. Well, in the previous sessions, we saw how difficult for the company to be sustainable and how competitive out there. Think about, any big company started from small startup, right? And then they achieved the success and then they become, big company, okay? They ended up dominating the market. But it is not enough. Okay, in order to be sustainable for a long time, all the big company or small company just focused on two different types of innovation at the same time. What are they? Incremental innovation and, radical innovation at the same time. Okay, they will be very busy. So this fact reminds me of one of the very interesting story of Alice in the Wonderland. Have you heard about Ratkin effect? Alice in the Wonderland met the Ratkin, and the Ratkin said that, here we must run as fast as we can. Why? Just to stay in place. You know what I mean? Just to stay in the place. So if you do not run, what happened? Clearly we fall behind. Same thing happened to the businesses. Okay, although you start your businesses, although you achieve the success, it's not enough. In order to stay in place, what do you want to do? You should run as fast as you can. You should look at the innovation, two different types of innovation at the same time. Okay, looks like this. Ratkin effect in the business, you have to keep running just to stay in the same places. Because competitors keep moving, and some competitors will kill you with the radical innovation. If you do not catch up this dynamic trend, then you clearly fall behind, and you will be disappeared. You will go to the bankruptcy because no one uses your product, no one uses your services because your product and your services will be clearly outdated. Okay, so that's why, the modern companies in these days, they will ask the employees to think like entrepreneur, act like entrepreneur, behave like entrepreneur. So although you have a job at a big company, your approach is kind of very similar to the entrepreneurs. So that's why this class is very important for you. I want to give you widely recognized, practices for the corporate entrepreneurship. The first one is, intrapreneurship. We say intrapreneuring. Second type is corporate venturing. Okay, kind of broad concept. And third type is corporate venture capital. Let's start with intrapreneurship. Okay, not entrepreneurship. It's the intrapreneurship. So intrapreneurship means we empower employees within the organization to act as entrepreneurs. Okay, although they are, the wage workers, we ask them to, again, think like entrepreneur, act like entrepreneur. Okay, what do you mean by that? We ask them to identify the unmet consumer's need, identify the consumer's problem, and come up with a new solution, and test your hypothesis and, from the consumers, and receive the feedback, and revise your hypothesis, and prepare for the prototype to get the, real feedback from the consumers. Exactly the same as what entrepreneurs do, okay? Again, develop new products, services, or process from within the company. So for example, the Google's 80-20 rules, have we heard about it? It's very famous. Google asks, its employees to spend 80% of the time on their day job, day-to-day operation. On the other hand, what about your 20% of time? You use 20% of your time on kind of something new, okay, whatever it is. Okay, you just find out something that you are passionate about, and you just focus on this new area, okay? This is 80-20 rules. It's a clear example of intrapreneurship. Let's look at the real example with the Naver. Okay, you know the Naver, right? Naver is number one, you know, search engine company in Korea. Very similar to the Google. It's a Korean Google, right? Naver is also a very strong company. Okay, let's look at this picture. In the middle, he is a very famous man in the world. Do you know who he is? His name is Jensen Huang, the founder of NVIDIA, right? And he became very famous right now. And next to him, the guy who wears eyeglasses and Korean man, and his name is Lee Hae-jin. He's the founder of Naver. Well, Lee Hae-jin was employees at Samsung SDS after graduation from, you know, KAIST. And then he majored in some kind of engineering at KAIST. Then he got a job at Samsung SDS. Then what happened, you know, in Samsung SDS? You know, Lee Hae-jin developed some kind of new idea, okay, which is a web glider. Web glider is a kind of early version of search engine. And he made his own team inside the Samsung SDS, and Samsung SDS supported his idea. So he made this project successful. Okay, so the Samsung SDS was impressed, and then, you know, let him go out there, and Samsung SDS invested the money into the new businesses. Okay, so again, the new project team was spun off from the Samsung SDS, and then this team became the independent company, which is the Naver. Okay, look at this picture. This is the early version of the Naver, right? So the inside Naver, from the beginning, there is a kind of entrepreneurial mindset. We say it is an intrapreneurship, okay? And the founder of Naver is kind of a person who experienced intrapreneurship at the Samsung SDS. So after finding, you know, after making this web glider team independent company Naver, he encouraged his employees to think like an entrepreneur, to act like entrepreneurs. LINE is the clear example of intrapreneurship. Okay, LINE is a Japanese dominant messenger the application. Okay, but originally LINE was developed by Naver teams. Did you know that? Well, actually, Naver Japan developed LINE services. Okay, it happened after 2011 Great East Japan earthquake. In order to respond to this natural disaster, LINE Japan, you know, assembled a small and agile team and asked them to rapidly build on kind of new types of messenger services. Okay, this is a LINE. Then later what happened? You know, Naver empowered the LINE team with kind of significant autonomy, allowing them to make a fast decision. Then what happened? LINE achieved explosive growth, reaching millions of users in Japan and across the Asia within a short period of time. Later, 2016, you know, LINE went to New York Stock Exchange and also the Tokyo Stock Exchange. Okay, huge success because of the intrapreneurship. Okay, what about Papago? Have you heard about Papago? Papago is an AI machine kind of a translation service. Well, at the time, you know, we have the Google translations, but the Google translation is a little bit different from Korean language, and many Korean people found the existing tool unnatural, inaccurate, or hard to use in, you know, daily life, such as the Google translation service. So the Naver decided to solve this pain point by developing its own AI-powered translator. This is the starting point of the Papago. You know, many teams inside the Naver involved in Papago project. So for example, Naver Labs and Clover teams, and you know, Naver searches, UI and mobile platform teams. And so many teams collaborated together. Okay? So the all teams involved in Papago project act like the entrepreneurs. So they made it happen. This is a kind of a classical example of, you know, entrepreneurship. Okay, so remember, the entrepreneurship is one of the widely recognized practices. Okay, so let's move on to another types and another practice of corporate entrepreneurship. Okay, next widely recognized practices of corporate entrepreneurship is corporate venturing. Okay, so the corporate venturing refers to kind of entrepreneurial activities, either by making new businesses inside or investing new business outside. Okay. Well, in order to invest new business outside, we should have some kind of specialized organization. We say it is a kind of in-house incubator or accelerator. Okay, then another one is we can develop our new businesses inside. Then if this business is, you know, achieved success, then these businesses can spawn off our original company. It is called as a spin-off. The best example of the spin-off is the GE Healthcare. GE Healthcare was developed in-house of the GE. Later on, GE Healthcare was spun off from GE. Later became, this company became the independent company, totally separate from the GE. Of course, GE, you know, invested the money and got the equity stake. Okay, this is the relationship. Okay, let's look at the spin-off case first. Okay, neighbor again. Have you heard about Camp Mobile? Camp Mobile is a kind of a neighbor project. Neighbor recognized the urgent need to adopt the mobile revolution. Okay, well, traditionally, neighbor is a web-based businesses. And after 2010, what happened? You know, so many people used the mobile phone. So the neighbor recognized the emergence of a mobile kind of environment. And then neighbor wanted response to this fast changing environment. So that's why neighbor set up Camp 27, okay, to serve as a kind of a mobile task forces. Okay, mobile task forces to respond to the fast growing industry. Okay, in 2012. Well, the neighbor prepared for the independent space located on the top of the building of the neighbor headquarters. Okay, basically they prepare for the kind of new types of area and ask employee to gather together and develop some kind of ideas, okay, to respond to the mobile area, mobile industry. So in the new space, the project team gathered together and they did some kind of experiment, and they developed some new idea and they prepared for the prototype to respond to the mobile, you know, environment. Okay, and they tried to develop some kind of new types of mobile applications. Well, their mobile applications kind of totally separate from, you know, neighbor's core businesses. And they target to the global market and they target to the totally separated business area, which is mobile. From doing so, they ended up producing, you know, a great mobile application, which is NeighborBand. NeighborBand is a group social networking, you know, application. It became the, you know, kind of a notable achievement. Okay. And this could be the flagship, you know, product of the Camp, you know, Camp 27 project. So the Camp 27 project was spun off from the neighbor in 2013 because of the huge success of NeighborBand. Then, you know, Camp 27 to change its name to the Camp Mobile. Okay, so after that, Camp Mobile operated several successful applications, such as Snow, you know, Who's Call, and, you know, Watchmaster, etc., etc. Okay, Naver continually invested in Camp Mobile up to about $100 million, okay, which is a huge investment on the Camp Mobile. So the because, you know, thanks to the investment from the neighbor and their effort like entrepreneurship, you know, Camp Mobile successfully produce great, you know, services, great mobile application. One of them is, you know, Snow. You know the Snow? Snow is a kind of a mobile camera application, you know, featuring filters and animated stickers. Okay, you know, the Camp Mobile produced it in 2015. And then the Snow app, you know, quickly gained the attractions. Okay, then especially among the younger users in Asian country. Then what happened? Snow was also spun off from the Camp Mobile to become an independent company in 2016. Okay, think about this. There is the Camp 27. Which is an internal project inside the Naver. And Camp 27 produced really good service, which is Naver Band. And thanks to the success of Naver Band, Camp 27 was spun off from the Naver, and they changed the name from Camp 27 to Camp Mobile. And then Camp Mobile received a lot of money from the Naver, and then Camp Mobile produced really good, you know, mobile application. One of them is Snow. And then Snow was also spun off Camp Mobile to become independent company in 2016. I think that, of course, you know, Snow Mobile invested a lot of money into the Snow, okay? And to get the equity stake. Then later what happened? You know, Camp Mobile was merged back into the Naver in 2018, which is after 5 years, you know, from its first independent company. Okay, so this merger allowed Naver to unify its mobile strategies. Okay, this is the kind of a story of the Naver's notable spin-off cases. So now you understand what spin-off is. Okay, what is the relationship between entrepreneurship and corporate venturing, right? Okay, let's move on to kind of another types of corporate venturing. This is a in-house accelerator. Okay, well, in order to invest outside the startup, and we need to have a specialized organization, in-house company. Okay, so the Naver has in-house accelerator. The name of in-house accelerator is D2, the startup factory, D2SF. We say D2SF. So the D2 startup factory is in-house accelerator arm in Naver. Okay. What this organization do? Well, this organization try to select, you know, potential startups out there and educate them and invest the seed money to them, and then help them to be successful. Okay, you know, this in-house accelerator was founded in 2015, and D2SF is just primarily invested in the kind of very early stage of the entrepreneurial company. So the 99%, the company that they invest is kind of very early stage. By 2025, okay, 10 years later, what happened? D2SF has invested in over 115 startups. So amazing thing is D2SF achieved significant success. Okay, for example, the D2SF-backed startups have an exceptional almost 99% of survival rate. Okay, in Korea, the survival rate is pretty low, but D2SF back to startups, you know, sustained for a long time. Okay, this is a huge achievement. And one of the notable achievements is to invest, you know, the kind of a unicorn level companies, such as Furiosa AI. Okay, Furiosa AI is, you know, AI chip maker is almost approached to the unicorn level. And look at this picture. You know, the man in the middle, you know, he is a current president. Okay. Before he become president, you know, he visited Furiosa AI to encourage them. Okay. So the Naver already invested in this company. This is one of the significant achievements. Then look at this. You know, the D2SF, the activities is create some kind of synergy with the internal team within the Naver company. So, for example, you know, around 70% of the portfolio companies are actively collaborated with, you know, neighbor. Okay, for example, there is a logistics startup, TechTaka, closely collaborated with the neighbor shippings. Okay, neighbor shippings, you know, same day delivery services. Okay, so neighbor can leverage out, you know, their service together. And also, you know, the AI video startup VDO received investment from the D2SF in 2016. Later, what happened? You know, Naver Webtoon acquired this, you know, D2SF backed startup VDO, and then, you know, integrated this company. Okay, so this is a clear example of why D2SF, which is an in-house accelerator, is important for the Naver in terms of corporate venturing. Okay, let's move on to the last practice of the corporate venturing, which is a corporate venture capital. What is that? Corporate venture capital is a form of venture capital company where the large corporation invests their own fund directly into the external, you know, startup companies. You know, this practice allows corporations to access the new technologies, okay, new product or new business opportunities, okay, developed by the startup because they invested their money into the startup. Okay, the best example will be the Google Ventures. Google Ventures invested tons of money into the new startup. And what about KT Investment? Okay, KT Investment established the telecommunication company in Korea, KT established the KT Investment as a corporate venture capital arm. And then KT Investment, you know, tried to search for some potential startups. Then KT provide 20% of the fund that can be invested into the new startup in order to access the new technology or new product developed by the startup. Why? The reason is very clear. Nobody want to be a victim of a disruptor. Okay, remember that. Okay, let me compare the traditional venture capital company and the corporate, you know, venture capital company. Well, according to the source of fund, traditional venture capital company used pooled fund from the multiple investors. On the other hand, the corporate venture capital company can use pooled fund, and also they rely on kind of a single money sources from the parent company because they had a parent company, right? What about the main objective? Okay, the objective of the investment for the traditional VC company is about financial benefit. On the other hand, the corporate, you know, venture capital company try to achieve the strategic fit between the startups and the parent company. And also they expect the financial benefit, right? So last one is motivation. And these two different, you know, the venture capital company have a different motivation. The traditional VC company motivated to maximize the return. That's it. On the other hand, corporate VC, you know, is motivated is to access to the new innovation and new market or the synergy with the parent company. Okay, this is the big differences. Okay. So anyway, corporate venture capital is the one of the practice of corporate entrepreneurship. Look at him. He is, you know, Lee Hae-jin, CEO and founder of Naver.com. And then recently, he announced that the Naver will establish kind of a new, you know, corporate venture capital company in Silicon Valley. Okay? Why? Because the Naver want to access the new technology. Okay, new technology or new innovation. Okay, where the new technology, new innovation come from? You know, mostly the Silicon Valley. So that's why they went there. Okay, they went Silicon Valley and established the corporate venture capital in order to invest kind of a newly developed startup, you know, to access the new technology and new innovation. So the Naval Ventures in Silicon Valley already made the first deal with the 12 Labs. 12 Labs is the AI company specializing in kind of a video analysis. Okay, video analysis. Anyway, so far we have discussed about the corporate venturing, kind of a real example of a corporate venturing throughout the Naval's practice. Again, Naval is a classical example of a corporate venturing. And now we understand why Naval is so strong in this competitive market. Okay, there is a Google out there, there is a Chinese company out there, there is a Japanese company out there, so competitive, you know, in Korean market and in, you know, website or in the search engine, you know, whatever it is, so competitive. But Naval did not lose any market leadership in Korea. Okay, it is not because of the luck, but because of their effort, okay, in order to access new technology all the time, okay, in order to access new businesses, okay, new opportunities, okay, in order not to be a victim of disruptors, okay. Remember the Redkin effect, and also, you know, we should think like entrepreneur, act like entrepreneur, even if we have a job at a big company, okay, like a Naval, okay. Don't underestimate the importance of the entrepreneurial mindset. Okay. Wherever you are, it is very, very important. Okay. Thank you for listening.